to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
You know, we've gotten a lot of health questions from listeners, and today Dr. Friedman is going to answer some of them. So let's get right to our first question. And this one comes in from Susan Ryan in Valdosta, Georgia. Dr. Friedman, she says, you've mentioned several times how healthy avocados are, and I make a big bowl of guacamole every weekend, which I want to eat through the week. However, by the second day, it's already turned brown. Also, when I use a half an avocado in my salads and store the other half in the fridge, it quickly rots. What can I do to preserve my guacamole or my cut avocados? I love this question.
Yeah, great question. First, Susan, I'm really glad you eat avocados. They are the best source of healthy fat, and they're chock full of vitamins and minerals. Melanie, I call it nature's multivitamin. Really good for you. Now, there's an easy solution to your dilemma. The avocado pit that most people remove and toss into the trash is actually super rich in fiber and has antibacteria and antifungal properties. That pit contains powerful antioxidants that will keep your guacamole from turning brown so quickly. So what you do is you just add that pit to your guacamole using a food processor blender, if you got a NutriBullet that works. And to keep that sliced avocado from going bad, keep the pit attached when you store it in the fridge. Don't throw it away. That pit remaining next to the ingredients, like it is in nature, will keep it alive much longer. So you can add avocado pits. Melanie, I put mine in my smoothies as a great source of nutrients and fiber, and just great. So hopefully, you know, that tidbit helps you. Melanie, like, quick avocado trivia for you. We did trivia in the last episode. I got an avocado trivia. Are they considered vegetables, legumes, or a fruit?
I think they're considered a fruit.
You got it.
I heard a legume recently, yeah. Too.
No, most people actually consider avocados a vegetable because it's commonly used in salads. However, it's actually a fruit, and that's why when you go to the grocery store, Melanie, you'll see it displayed in the fruit section. So,
I knew that.
There. Yeah. Oh, got another question?
I do, but back to the avocados for one quick second. You chop up the pit because when I had a Vitamix demonstration, they threw the pit into the soup that they were making. It made it a little bit bitter, but my NutriBullet, I don't know that it chops the pit well enough. So does it make it bitter for you, and do you use a Vitamix? How do you do that? Because I want to use the pits.
Yeah, I use one of little cups, then it slices it right up.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it's the Vitamix will do it, the blender, and actually it's just super easy. It'll spin it. If not, you can chop it in half, which you do usually when you're cutting that avocado. A lot of people just get that knife and then you get half of it and throw it in there. It mixes very well.
That's awesome.
Melanie, I'm the same way. Within a day or two, you know, it's brown and people throw it out. You'll see it 3 or 4 days it'll last. It won't turn brown.
That's awesome. So our next question comes from Steve Lenier in St. Petersburg, Florida. Doc, I have an embarrassing topic to ask about hemorrhoids. I've tried all of the over-the-counter suppositories, creams, and hemorrhoid pads. Nothing helps. What else can I try?
Oh, interesting topic, Melanie. You know, I've always wondered why they're called hemorrhoids. Shouldn't they be named for what they really are, asteroids? Just saying. That's more of a problem.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if you have hemorrhoids or if you suffer like Steve does, but I've had two babies and I have freaking hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Let's just put it right out there.
All jokes aside, comfortable. Yeah, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. And here's the key. Over 3/4 of people in the United States have experienced symptoms of hemorrhoids at some time in their life. So it's very common. And this condition is caused from swollen veins inside the anal canal. But also if they protrude outward, they're called exterior hemorrhoids. 7 great proactive remedies, of course, the one that's most common is called witch hazel compress or ointment applied topically to the anal area. It's going to decrease swelling. Also acts as an astringent. There's one supplement, Melanie, I love, I recommend to all my patients suffering from hemorrhoids. It's called Butcher's Broom. Taken orally, this herbal product is going to help shrink the hemorrhoid. Also a great natural remedy for varicose veins. Now, that's not very far veins. I'm saying varicose veins. You can also use Butcher's Broom. You can find it usually in a capsule or a tea form. Those are the best ways to go. As for diet, if you want to really focus on one thing, avoid alcohol. What happens is it thins the blood, which can cause hemorrhoids to swell and bleed. Eat more fiber, like, of course, green leafy vegetables. Drink more water. I can't stress the importance of water. Here's why. So many people are dehydrated in life. And when you're dehydrated, your stools become dry, thick, harder, which requires you to push more. And of course, that makes the hemorrhoids swell even more. So drink water. Rule of thumb, I've said on the show before, half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 120 pounds, that's 60 ounces of water per day throughout the day, not in one sitting. And for immediate relief of a flared up hemorrhoid, Epsom salt bath is great, especially after a bowel movement. And one last bit of advice, and Melanie, I can't stress this enough. People, stop sitting on the toilet and reading your newspaper, texting, surfing, internet, on your phone, yada, yada, yada. Get to business. Get off the pot, because when you sit on the toilet, it causes hemorrhoids to swell, making you have to strain even harder. So don't bring your today's work and pay bills on the John.
That's great advice. It is. And I want to add in spicy food, because nothing hurts your hemorrhoids more than eating a really good spicy pepper, because that thing comes out the way it went in, and it rubs against those hemorrhoids, and it is a painful situation. So we want to get to the next question, but that was great advice. Witch hazel and all those things is such a good advice for that. This one is, it doesn't say who it's from. Oh, Amy Richards from Florence, South Carolina, near you. Doc, my husband is prone to sprained ankles. To top it off, he loves to play basketball. It seems he's always soaking his feet in ice. What else can he do?
Oh, that's great. Now, Amy, in my practice, I've treated musculoskeletal injuries for 27 years. There's one herbal supplement I have seen do wonders for sprains. It's called Arnica Montana. Anyone who plays sports should have this supplement in the medicine cabinet. Arnica is great. Here's what it does. It's bruising, sprains, muscle soreness, and the relief of even arthritis. It comes in a tincture, cream, and gel, which you can apply to the skin, but I actually prefer the homeopathic pill form. When you go to the store, look for 30X potency on the label. Take this for preventative measures after an injury, and I recommend this to all my patients, Melanie, ready? Before dental and plastic surgery. Why? There's so much research showing it actually helps you rejuvenate and heal quicker. I actually have oral surgeons and dentists actually calling me. Said, what did you give this patient, our mutual patient, because they healed twice as quickly. It's because I told them to get an Arnica. Now they recommend it prior to all surgeries. So it's great pre-op. It helps you from the bruising. Stuff's amazing. Reduces swelling, bruising. Which is common after surgery. So, Amy, to answer your question, have your husband keep Arnica cream for first aid treatment or trauma. Take it internally for 2 days before he plays basketball or any sports. Also, anyone that bruises out there, Arnica is a great supplement, especially it's common elderly. You know, we bruise, our capillaries get thinner. Arnica is a great supplement that can help. You're an exercise physiologist. Do you like Arnica, Melanie?
I do. I love it. I make sure that I carry some with me with all my clients, and I also make sure they keep some in their workout room for all of those things, and I know it's a great healer, so I recommend it as well before women.
Great.
If they know that they're going to have you know, some kind of, like, maybe if they're going to have a C-section or if they're having rotator cuff, then I have them use Arnica because it is a great healer. Now, we have just enough time to ask if there's any supplements you can recommend that help improve vision, and this is from Dan Myers in Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee. Yeah, there's one supplement that's actually, it shows improved vision. It's called bilberry extract. Supplementing with bilberry, like the name Bill, also has been shown to aid in the prevention of macular degeneration and cataracts. Not Lincoln's, cataracts. And to ensure that you are getting the best, as you've heard me on the show, look for herbal products that are GMP certified. Stands for good manufacturing practices. You want to make sure you're getting the highest quality bilberry extract. But that's the best. That's my advice for anyone that wants a supplement for the eye.
Rock on. This was a great segment. We answered so many really good information. It was just great information, Doc. And if you have any questions you'd like Dr. Friedman to answer, you can send an email to askthedoctor@2yourgoodhealthradio.com. That's askthedoctor@2yourgoodhealthradio.com. And to read Dr. Friedman's latest health articles, go to drdavidfriedman.com. You can follow him on Twitter @drdavidfriedman. I said that name a lot of times, but that's Twitter @DrDavidFriedman or drdavidfriedman.com. So you can read his latest health articles. And, you know, if you missed any of our great information, listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. We got a great show coming up. So stay tuned, stay well, and stay motivated. Thanks for listening.